sitting on my ass is a problem. Yep. Bought me a drink and you got some. Uh-huh. Wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Yeah. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some, bitch. Press, 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 nigga, you press, 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 press.
You mean, press, you said press, natural, press, natural? What's natural air?
Well, bitch, like, I don't like this false air, like the breeze.
What's false air, girl? What's, I don't understand what false air is.
This air conditioning? I don't know where the air comes from.
Air conditioning is not false air, girl. It's just colder air, girl. It's just circling air.
That's what they're telling you, honey. You ain't an engineer.
So there's natural. So there's two types of air for you.
Yes, I like the natural air.
There's natural air, and then there's false air. There's
false air that comes throughout the AC. Yes. We don't know where it's coming from. They're trying to tell you it's coming from outside, bitch. Mm-mm.
Like space balls. Remember space balls? You open a can up of air, girl. All... That's false air, huh? That's false air.
Cause see, I feel this better. It's nice and breezy. Like I'm not gonna get sick from this. I'm gonna get sick from that AC.
Oh yeah, because the cold air. Yeah.
That's why I call it false air.
Yeah, she false air.
I like the breeze.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of What's the 5678. I'm Jason, aka Helga Bataki, back for you after fucking months.
Oh my god, yes, and I'm Big Papa Alan Frias, Della Sean Stellarella, and I am here not in the Bay, but I'm in Hawaii on vacation, still doing the deal with this thing right here. So,
how's the weather over there?
Baby, it is so nice right now. It is just, like, beautiful. Like, at night, I'll just take a shower, go outside with my little towel around, sit on my balcony, have me a puff, and just dry off just like that. It's so nice. It's so perfect. Can't nobody see me. Well, unless they're looking hard at night.
Are you in downtown Waikiki?
Right on the busiest street right here, a block away from the beach. Yeah, literally. Walk right down the alley, and it's right there.
God, I haven't been to Hawaii in forever.
Oh, baby. And I'm actually very happy I came alone. You know what I'm saying?
Like you were supposed to come with somebody. We'll talk about that a little later, bitch. We'll talk about that a little later, though.
I'm enjoying it. The first 2 days, I've been actually in my, I'm about to say my apartment. It feels like an apartment. I've been in my room.
Is it a hotel?
Yeah, it's a hotel.
It's a hotel.
Like apartment suites.
Okay.
Kind of feel. There's a pool downstairs, really nice. Restaurant right downstairs. Literally, this block is busy like all night. Ship sits down at 12 o'clock, but people are still walking around just, you know, doing their due.
Did you fly first class here?
Oh, you know what? No, I flew business class. Yes.
First class was full?
It was surprisingly full, yeah. Oh, it was full with all the women. They all looked like they were like part of Real House of Beverly Hills or something. Oh, honey, they were like,
well, they're all friends.
Oh, yes. It looked like they all just had their sugar daddies at home or something. I was like, girl, which lip gonna fall off first? Hers, or hers?
Well, at least you got a business class, at least.
Oh, yeah. I had hella room, too. And I sat next to two skinny people. So it was perfect.
You sat in the middle?
No, I sat by the window.
Oh, okay.
Until I realized later on, they were supposed to be sitting by the window. And I should have sitting by the... In the walkway, but it was cool. They were both a little old couple, old Caucasian couple, really nice.
The land of Caucasia.
Yes, and I had plenty of room. I took off my shoes and everything.
Did you really? Oh, poor people. I feel bad for them, honey.
No, they were new socks and everything. And
girl, fuck your socks, girl. Your stinky feet, girl. Go right through those new ass socks, bitch. My feet
were not stinky.
Thank God. You watched them this time, girl.
No, they was funky. I would have took them off. No, bitch. I would have just kept them just on. But no, my shit was smelling like Febreze, girl. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, at least you're on vacation there decompressing because we both had a very long week and...
Actually, we had a pretty long couple of months.
Yeah, when did you start with the kids show?
We started working on that show Christmas. Vacation.
Christmas vacation of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. So about 7 months.
Yeah.
It took. Oh shit.
Constantly. Starting from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Damn. Oh, that's right. You took breaks here and there though.
Very little, but we were
very little bit. Yeah.
If we were breaking, it was because of the weather.
Yeah.
But literally, we were going in hard. They were like tired. 3 hour
yeah.
runs at the time.
Yeah. If you guys didn't come to the show, or if you guys did come to the show, thank you guys for coming. The kids loved the love from all the audience members. And yeah, energy was good. Especially the last show. The last show was like, I think the best show. I think the first show, all the shows were good, but I think the last show was like the best show.
Most definitely off the hook energy from everybody.
Yeah.
Especially being one of the kids' last show before she moved to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you. You know, everybody was all, it was for her. They were like, this is for Kiki, y'all.
They
went in, and it got easier for them to do the show as it got as they did it more and more. I was like, oh yeah, we can do this again.
I was tired.
Yeah, right.
Bitch, I was exhausted, bitch. By Sunday night, Mystique, I would knock the fuck out, girl. I just want to sleep off. And those parents, too. Oh my god, the parents.
Yeah.
Oh.
You really made that happen to like really smooth, really.
Yes. They helped a lot. And I give them.
Thank you again for True Dance for letting us use the space.
Let's make sure we mention them. True Dance, thank you for the space and allowing Alan to teach there again.
You know, and we did get a portion of our proceeds to the three graduating seniors that just graduated. So that was Maya, Maya Benaria, Josiah Brown, and Elena Bruce.
Oh, Josiah. So she's going to Juilliard, right? Josiah?
And Josiah and Maya were part of actually Young Minds.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they were part of Young Minds. So that's
are you planning to do, so what's the next thing to do with the kids next?
Well, we're going to, I think we'll probably go ahead and once they get settled in with the schedules and stuff, we could probably start filming what we recorded.
Okay. Yeah.
And what we'll probably do. And then after that, once Dance Mission has did their renovations and opened back up, then we'll run our show again over there.
Yeah, nice.
And this is how you won't need to do no setup like that. It's already, everything's already set up.
Sorry, and we have lights in Dance Mission. Boom. We have all that stuff. So yeah.
I mean, we'll just be ready to go.
Yeah. And they have a projector and all that stuff, don't they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think they have like six of them back there. And one time I remember looking at it. But make sure y'all come check out the next set of shows when we do them. We don't know when.
Come check it out. There will be some stuff added to the show, most definitely, because I'm just that person.
Yep.
But thank you for everyone who did come out. I really appreciate it.
I do want to, so during this time, so before we're talking about friends and kind of taking a break from friends. So I know, so Alan's supposed to have a friend go with him to Hawaii, didn't make it because of lies. I stopped talking to two of my friends, one of them because is a liar, the second one is a drunk. So, but you know what I've learned, like being older now, like having friends, like when you're younger, you want as much friends as you want to. Like your amount of friends defines who you are. When you get older, you realize you want to surround yourself with people that either want to uplift you, do good, or want to do better. And I think that's the tough part. Kara, hold on, she wants to be admitted.
You know, she might want to get on this. So this is a perfect topic for her too.
Yeah.
She's always got an opinion about some talking about friends.
Yeah. But you know, like I think when you get older, you realize like, okay, do I want people in my life to, you know, be a part of who I am or be a part of it, or are they going to bring drama? Because I see a lot of gay friends with friends that they should be friends with, but they are friends with them because they feel like they have no one else, I guess. I don't know. Loneliness. I don't know. Like fake friends. Like I see it all the time. Oh, I miss you. Kara, you can talk if you want to, girl.
It's us on here. Girl, can we like see your face? How's my pregnant woman looking?
Hey, yes.
Hey, I'm so pregnant.
Oh my God.
Are you about to give birth right now on the show?
No.
Kara, you're going into labor now. Bitch, how many babies you got in there?
Leave me alone, Franco. Just
girl, how many babies? You got two. You got to have.
No.
No.
Just one big ass baby.
Your face is in shape still. You still.
I know. I'm literally like belly. I've not.
Just belly. And just look at that ass.
Booty and ass. Just ass and belly.
Okay, well, the booty had to get bigger to hold up the ass.
Yes.
Have you has milk come out of your titties yet? Has milk?
A little bit.
Oh my god! You're tripping. That means you're about to. Are you gonna do natural? Or are you gonna do C-section?
I'm gonna try, but vaginal? I did sign. I'm gonna try to do natural, no meds, vaginal.
No meds.
No meds.
I'm gonna try. Oh. I did sign the paperwork that said that if they have to do an emergency C-section, that they're going to remove my tubes.
Oh.
I don't want any more kids.
Oh, okay. You don't want any. You're done.
We're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave birth to a rock like about a month ago.
Yes, you did, honey.
My kidney stone.
Oh, bitch, no.
Bitch, I heard it's like giving birth, honey. I heard it's like giving birth.
Yeah, very painful.
Bitch, it was, girl. I had to call the ambulance and everything.
Are you okay?
Bitch, I'm good, girl. That whole day, I was like, bitch, I was. I was. It was crazy.
Let it pass.
Yes, girl. It's like going through my vagina.
Yeah.
But it's my fallopian tube. It was my fallopian tube.
Yeah.
It was that tube from your kidney to your bladder. Ugh. The fallopian tube. Yeah.
I was just looking at what kidney stones look like the other day and was like, oh my God.
They're like little jagged little edges.
Yeah.
That's why they hurt so much. But anywho.
We're good. How are you?
Great, bitch. COVID, honey. That's what's happening. Gosh, he's Delta now. Now it's Delta.
You want them to shut us down again?
Oh.
Do you want them to shut us down again?
I'm vaccinated. We're going to talk about this, actually. We're going to talk about the vaccine mandate that's going on in San Francisco.
We were just talking about friendships.
You were talking about friendships. So I was telling Alan knows about my story, but I was telling everyone else that's listening, I had to cut off two people in my life. And one of them, so backstory, Tamia, that's on the show, I had to cut her off. I had to give her a break. I can't say I'm not going to stop talking to her. I'm going to say I had to give her a break.
We have known her since, like
14, 15.
Well, for me, yeah, that like, yeah, maybe 14, 15, 16. Yeah. So go ahead.
Oh, what happened?
Bitch, yes, girl.
Well, you know what it is? So something I've made excuses for it for so many years, and I kind of like let it, like, okay, I excused it for lies. She lies a lot. She's a habitual liar. She lies about everything. I should have known this from the day when I first met this bitch. She told me she danced with Janet Jackson on a Janet tour. I was like, girl, weren't you like 8 years old, girl, during that tour, honey? What are you telling me? No, was the Velvet Rope? Velvet Rope. No, he told me at the time, it was the Velvet Rope tour. And keep in mind, I'm a Janet fanatic, honey. I know all the dancers' names by heart, bitch. And I'm like, I don't see no David Collier on that list, honey. And I have the book right here. Let me open it up. Lies to Minnelli.
The
lie.
Black page.
Yeah, girl.
Have the writing on it. Yeah.
Girl, this, yeah. So I should knew then, but no, it's just lies after lies after lies, and like being there for her and doing things for her and not getting the same respect back. We even asked her to do the show, Alan's show, the kids show. We asked her, hey, you want to do the show? Do a little drag piece? Just come out and just, you know, she was like, let me see my schedule. And keep in mind, this is months, at least a month in advance.
Well, and let's back up.
Oh, back up, yeah.
Place because I had asked her before, we had brought it up, and I said I would, you know, I think I'll be seeing you performing in the show. But at the time, because, you know, we were not opening completely and things were a little sketchy, I was like, well, let me hold off because maybe I should just keep it within our bubble, you know, and not have other people around. And so
when it
came to, like, okay, well, we're open, we're going to do it, that's when she kind of be like, oh, well, let me see my schedule, which I understood because I want you to go get your coins because they don't come as often as they should. Okay. So I understand that. But the way that she answered it and approached it was sort of like, hold up, let me see first. You know what I'm saying? But we have, Jason, you've been there a lot more for her, a lot more there for her, like through a lot of shit because, you know, she when she come to me, I'll be like, bitch, are you stupid?
Did you pick her up when she got her titties done?
Yeah, I did pick her up when she got her titties done. I took her to the house, walked upstairs, went and got her food and everything. Yes, I did make sure. But when it comes to doing stuff for other people, she's very like, let me see.
Let me see.
And that's not cool.
You know what she said to us? So we asked her, and she was like, oh, I'll let you guys know by tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Bitch, I was like, No, no, bitch. You let us know now.
But there's she had already just ran off her schedule to us, and she had nothing going on that day.
Nothing.
So lies. That just told me there right there that, okay, that's where our friendship is.
We called her out. You called her out on it. We called her out on it.
Yeah, I called her out on it. I called her out. I posted something on our What's the 5678, and it was something about lies. And she was like, yeah, period. And I was like, girl, you lie to me all the time. What are you talking about? Like, I don't know sometimes what's the truth coming from out your mouth. And so she really got hurt by it. And she went into her feelings because she felt like I was wrong for expressing that. But why? I was wrong because I was right. And she didn't want to hear that. So we've been really going back and forth with her, you know, like she reached out to us like a couple of weeks later after that. I think she was actually on some drunk stuff though, because she had a drunk moment that she was hitting us up and leaving us messages.
I miss you guys. I love you. Crying. The next day I text her the next day, like, hey, I'm in the city. Do you want to get together with me and have a conversation about shit? Oh, I'm busy.
Okay, so we reached out there. But she said
it's
that
a one-sided friendship.
Yeah. And then she was all talking about, you know, no one likes me. You know, it's hard for me as a black tranny to have friends and stuff. And you know, you guys are the only ones that accept me for who I am.
That loves me.
So why the fuck would you do us wrong then?
Right.
So I cut that bitch off. So I ain't cut her off. I told her to get help. She needs therapy.
Like, bitch on mute right now. She's on mute.
Yeah.
Okay. I she needs help. I would go and check on her and make sure she was okay.
I might call the hospital.
I wouldn't rush.
No.
I'm away.
I'm gonna call. Yes. I'll make my way there.
Eventually.
Okay. Is she breathing? Okay. 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 Then we're gonna check on her.
Because the funny thing is, I was in the hospital for my kidney stone. I posted it like in our little friend group. Bitch, no response. Nothing. She didn't say shit. She didn't say, oh, you okay? How you doing? What's going on? Nothing. Zip zero. So after that, I was like, you know, I'm done with her. So I was telling Alan, I was like, when you get older, you start realizing who benefits you as a friend and who's actually there to like drag you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So she's one of them.
Just like I was supposed to come to Hawaii with a friend. I'm not going to call out this friend's name. We all know.
It rhymes with left.
I don't know who that is.
Her rhymes with clef. Okay. So
I don't think she knows.
I was supposed to come with somebody and we got into an argument about something. Some, you know, little dispute.
Dick.
He basically made some comments to me that were just hella inappropriate on the death side, like bringing up people who are dead. You know what I'm saying?
He's
in our argument.
Tell him, bitch. Tell him. Don't tell me, sir.
It wasn't cool. And it wasn't cool at all. Like within our argument, he kept bringing up my mama.
Your mama. Your mama.
And it was like this is like the fourth time. And so I had never called it out. You know what I'm saying? I was like, let me just let it slide. You know, maybe he's, well, not maybe. He is kind of stupid and off sometimes. You know what I'm saying? but I have totally accepted it because I know how to do it. Okay? But
I accepted his slowness.
The retard that he has become. But he kept on doing it over and over and it struck a place in my heart. And I told him, I said, look, you better cut that shit out. And I went off on him completely. Like,
as you should.
And we just haven't spoke at all. Like, and it makes me feel like all the shit that we've been through and shit, like, you don't get it. You don't get where you're wrong and shit. And this person doesn't. So I just cut them off. And I feel better that I came on vacation by myself because I love being able to run around butt naked.
You know? Okay.
But the funny thing is, I don't think he's the type of person where I don't think he'll ever change. So either you have to change like something towards him or don't be around him at all. That's how it is with people that either you don't get along with, don't like or whatnot. Either you have to adjust yourself to them for your own sanity or drop them off altogether.
Right. I mean, yeah. I think that happens too when you've decided, when the universe and just who you are as a person has decided that y'all are growing apart. So it's not even necessarily that I have to change or you have to change. It's just that who we are right now in life, we don't mesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Hallelujah. So hallelujah.
Say that instead of attacking me. That instead of not being a good friend. You know, say, you know, I can't, the friend you need me to be right now, I cannot be that.
Perfect.
So say that. That way we can walk away not feeling taken advantage of, not feeling like it was one-sided. We just go our separate ways. It's okay.
That sounds good for Tamia.
Now, the friend that was talking about your mom, like, I can't even imagine what could possibly be said that one would consider appropriate.
You know, Brenny said to me one time, and Brenny, we were talking about, I was talking to Brenny about this. She's like, I said it to you one time, and I felt so bad. I stopped myself in my tracks. I did, oh my God, Jason, I didn't mean to say that. I was like, girl, I was like, that's okay. But you, at least you apologized and was like, you know what? Yeah. I was just in the flow of the conversation, and this came out. Because, you know, Brandy's a bitch sometimes too, and I love that whole death. I really do. She's a, you know, but at the same time, she's like, but she apologized. This motherfucker didn't even apologize. Didn't say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? That's right. I should be saying that. And he was at the funeral too.
Yeah, he was at the funeral.
Girl, he was touching his mother, helping out with the hair.
In the casket?
In the casket, yes. We were helping out. We were over there just
doing it. Yes.
Why were y'all doing that in the first? Oh, I don't want to know.
Well, because Duncan's in charge of the hair and all that stuff.
Oh, Lord, you just said his name.
Yeah. I'll bleep it out.
I'm going to bleep that shit out. But look, we were just having a straight up conversation about some shit. Like, I hate when you, like, you telling me, you want me to believe something about your life and how you're trying to be a different person. And here I am just trying to believe you, trying to be like, okay, let me give him a chance. Although, it's like a broken record. We're going backwards. Same shit, different day. Okay, but I'm trying to believe you. But then you go off and do some other shit and then post it like, oh, this is what it is. I'm going to be that real friend and tell you how the fuck you look stupid as fuck. Very dumb. Okay, and like, you're doing shit that was like, that we would do if we were like in our 20s.
The ditty shit.
Same age. Get it to fucking together.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? Stop using me to be like, for your acceptance of the stupid shit you do, because I'm not going to be that one for you, boo.
Right.
But you have to check me too, though. You know what I'm saying? And not just check me because you're just a stupid bitch, but because you're trying to do right too.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's true. And I think that is huge.
If, right, if I see him, I'll choke him right now.
But okay. Choke him. Oh, she's angry.
I know, it just makes me feel better. Shut up.
The choke a hoe? Kill a hoe, choke a hoe. No, bitch. You just can't you can't choke a hoe, bitch. I mean, hey, Lurie.
That shit hurt me. That shit hurt.
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
I'm just leaving a date in San Francisco.
You're leaving the date?
Yes. It was actually really nice, which I hate because there's one thing about him that bothers me. But I am enjoying this ministering that you're giving, Alan. I am just listening.
But no, and Alan, did you post something recently like if I can't be honest with you then and you can't be, or some, what was that post you put, something about real friends are honest with you or something like that, and or if your friends are being honest with you, being real with you, and you can't take that shit or something like that, or something about it, or don't get upset or don't get mad when people are being real with you or whatnot, which is true.
He always wants me to be real with him, you know what I'm saying? But then you can't accept it
because he gets dignitized.
So make relationship then,
girl. It is
time for that.
It's not authentic.
I don't have time for that from anybody. I don't have even time for that from my own family, and that's blood.
Yeah, well, bitch, blood don't mean shit, girl. I told Crystal all the time. I'm like, your family's crazy. You need to dump them motherfuckers. I'm like, he's like, what is my family? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. They're your family. If they make you crazy, give you anxiety, then fuck them. Don't hang out with them.
Family do the same old shit to you. That's what fucking friends will.
On that note, that's true. Whew. But yeah, so that's why we've decided to move on with our life, with these people in our lives. RIP. Oh, not RIP. We don't want you dead. We just wish you find the light in Jesus and therapy. That's what the fuck everyone needs is therapy. Everyone needs therapy, but I think these individuals need really therapy. And don't lie and say, oh, I go to therapy, when the fuck you don't go to therapy. Because Miss Thing should be lying about that. I go to therapy every Thursday.
Well, therapy. What the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
No, she can't. No, I don't think she's vaccinated too. She'd be lying too. I'm like, actually, I'm like, let me see your vaccination card. Yeah, oh, I don't know where it's at. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, this person was like, yeah, you know, I'm vaccinated. It was getting on me about not being vaccinated. But then had another conversation with Jason, and then all of a sudden, oh no, told us the mom was vaccinated. Instead, later on, no, the mom isn't vaccinated. And then she couldn't find her card. So it's just like lies on top of lies on top of lies. And let's get into this vaccination thing. I am vaccinated now. I wasn't. I waited hella long and shit. I waited hella long. How the fucking world was going to turn. You know what I'm saying? After a couple of months. So I waited, you know, chilled out. Then the Delta shit hit. And I said, oh, shit. The D going to take me out. It ain't the right type of D. So let me go ahead and get shot up before I fucking end up 6 feet under with my underlying health condition. So, but I still feel like it's fucking wrong for I don't encourage everyone to go get it. You got to make your own choice. But it's wrong putting people into a situation where you have to go do it now so you could go do these other things. I think that is completely fucked up.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alan, because right now, and I mean, unfortunately, we won't be able to find causation for someone like me. But like, I now understand why people have waited, like, especially women. Yeah. Women's periods are getting fucked up over this.
I heard about that.
Are you serious?
My period is fucked. I haven't had one now. I mean, it came twice in 1 month, or I got it after the first. I finished my period the day before I got my first dose. I got my first dose. I got my period again the following week. And then I got my period again regularly. And I talked to my gynecologist, and she was like, yeah, the problem is that during the clinical trial, they didn't think to talk to women about how their cycles are affected. Right now, I haven't had a cycle in 3 months. Yeah. Hey. So, and I'm reading stories about women that were, are 80 years old that are, you know,
getting their periods.
That are getting their periods. Yeah. Yeah.
You're crazy. No way.
They're like, my pussy's bleeding. My pussy's bleeding after.
Yeah.
Wait, so this doesn't mean that if they're bleeding like that, they can have babies too?
I don't know.
Your fallopians are probably like dried up, maybe. I don't know.
What did you ask,
if
Alan?
If they're bleeding, if they can have babies.
If their fallopians, maybe,
I think,
like,
it depends, because if you've gotten a full on hysterectomy, then no.
No, but what? Oh, okay. I need to understand a female body. Oh my God, because y'all just bleeding and shit.
I'm not vaccinated because I'm pregnant. I'm not getting vaccinated while I'm carrying a child.
There's a lot of people.
I highly plan on getting vaccinated as soon as the baby gets here, because if any antibodies can be passed on, I'd rather it happen through milk instead of blood.
Yeah, very true. Girl. You better suck on those titties, girl. Yep.
Right, because, you know, milk has its own filtration system.
Yeah.
So I would rather that.
Let me have some milk before you get rid of all of it. I want that natural.
I will pump plenty for you.
But she got vaccination titties, girl. Yes, honey. Yes.
So I am not, and my whole biggest fear when the vaccination came out was it messing with my reproductive system, but since I want them to get rid of that bitch anyway, I'm okay.
Yeah, I heard about that with women, that it's like fucking up their whole like cycles and stuff. Yeah.
Larry, is it making your moods like hella fucked up too?
You know what's interesting is I'm like, I don't feel desire anymore. Like, I'm really concerned that I'm like going through menopause now, because like I don't feel. It's weird. I'm going to go see my gynecologist this week and just like make sure I'm good. But I just have never been irregular like this ever in my life.
In the fertile, right? In some about fertilization too. Is that, yes, you know, it's fertile. Yeah, some women can't get pregnant no more. They're trying to get, it's really weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really want to freeze my eggs this year just so that I have that option if I, you know, decided to have a baby. But I'm worried. I mean, but you know what? At the end of the day, if the vaccine takes my fertility, I'm fine. You know, like, I've kind of been like, I did what was asked of me to do by society, and I'll just adopt a baby. You know what I mean? Like, if I want one really bad. So, but yeah, it's, I understand why people are hesitant, because especially women, because they just did not ask any women during these clinical trials how it was affecting them, which goes to show that we live in a freaking man's world. So,
Yeah, I think these places like the hospitals, and they're forcing people now, state workers, federal workers now have to get vaccinated. So you're forcing people either to quit their jobs or get vaccinated. And yeah, I get it. We're trying to stop something because, you know, yes, there's other diseases that happened in the past and vaccines helped to eliminate it or to suppress it. I didn't know that smallpox or was a chicken pox had a vaccine until recently. I didn't know that. Yeah. So that kind of like.
When I was little, I got chicken pox.
Huh?
When I was little, I had chicken pox.
Well, you all did. I think everyone in the 80s or 90s, they all had chicken pox.
I never had chicken pox.
Did you get the vaccine? The chicken pox vaccine?
I got a chicken pox vaccine, but that didn't stop my cousins from getting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got chicken pox for sure.
I never had chicken pox.
Dang. Yeah. So.
When I was three.
And I think the vaccine that they are. You know, it is a little soon to figure out what it actually can and can't do to people and whatnot. And yeah, it does help to an extent, and it does suppress the symptoms. You can still get COVID though, obviously. And yeah,
you can still spread it.
Yeah. Like my legs.
Yeah, my brother ended up catching COVID just recently. And actually, you know, he goes back and forth from two households. Everyone in both households got it. So kids were able to handle it a little better than he was.
Yep.
But I hope that he makes some kind of decision, considering he also works in healthcare. But with him getting like that, he said it was really bad for him.
Isn't he like 90 days? He can't get it now. Now he has the antibodies now where he's immune to it now.
I think it depends.
Mm-hmm. Like, as far as I know, I think if
people have gotten it again, I've heard.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It depends. I did a wedding. I did like a 14-person wedding maybe 3 weeks ago. And I didn't attend the wedding. I only did the makeup. But I was the only person in the vicinity that wore a mask.
Of course.
Multiple people ended up getting coronavirus. Three people died.
In the wedding party or the wedding?
Oh my God.
The wedding entirely. Apparently, one of the girls came and her mother, the day before the wedding, had just got admitted to the hospital with COVID.
And that bitch still came.
She came to the wedding anyway.
People are doing that a lot. This kid did the same thing at the school. The mom knew the kid had COVID. The kid still came to school.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody else who brought their kid to church knowing their kid had COVID, and every elderly person in the church and most of the entire church got COVID.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, I tell you, go back and forth with the whole situation with like get to be vaccinated, but even you're vaccinated, you still spread it. Like the things going on in San Francisco where you can't go into a club or a restaurant or a theater or a gym. Unless you're vaccinated. Or the Warriors game. You can't go to the Warriors game unless you're vaccinated.
They changed the rules? I thought they needed a COVID test within 3 days or something.
It says events over where it's over like, I think 1,000 or 5,000 people. Everyone has to be vaccinated to go to that event.
Oh, that must be a City of San Francisco thing. Because I was at the 49ers game.
Oh, that's different. No, it's different.
That was open.
It's a city. Yeah, it's City of San Francisco. This goes in effect, I think, the 20th. Oh, it goes in effect.
So everybody going to have to be vaccinated going to a Warriors game. There's not going to be no test no more.
No, you either be vaccinated or you can't go. You can't play the game.
Outside. What?
Yeah, you can't play the game. So, yeah. So a lot of places are doing that now. Yep, like clubs. You can't go to no club unless you're vaccinated, which I ain't trying to go to no club anyway.
A club anyway. And I just seen someone post, and it sucks, man. I just seen someone post them being in Florida. And he's just on vacation. He was straight up in the club watching a drag show.
No mask.
Nobody. And it was packed. It was wall-to-wall people. Nobody.
Florida is going crazy with the vaccine.
So crazy because I want to go and do some work with him. And now I don't think I should because he is wilding out too much.
Don't do it. No. Florida is like the cesspool of America right now.
And Texas.
Yeah. It's bad.
That's like, nasty. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck at all. And people are like, there's people like saying, you're taking away my amendments to wear a mask. And you know, they're going in.
There's a lot of people, you know, there are people out here in Hawaii right now, and there are people that are, if there's a lot of people wearing their masks, even
white people
outside, like the people are being, people are out there being safe.
Well, they're saying that America is the only place where people are against wearing masks. Everyone else in the world, they're all for wearing a mask. They said America is the only place where they have people that are saying that I don't want to wear a mask anymore. You're taking away my right to go to Walmart in a mask. So yeah, it's crazy. Kara's like, what? Yeah, girl, I'm talking about Walmart, honey. Yes, because white people are crazy. White people don't wear a fucking mask. So there we go. Yeah. And they're fighting over the shit too. But this lady was getting into a fight with somebody because she wouldn't wear a mask. This is recently in a Walmart. And they dragged her out by her hair.
I just saw a manager in Hobby Lobby get at a woman, and I thought they was gonna get to boxing because the manager was like, "Ma'am, I don't know if you heard," as she was pulling out the mask. "You got to wear a mask inside now." And the lady kind of snapped back at her, but was like, "Fine, just give it to me." And she was taking too long to put the mask on. So the manager was sitting there like, "Are you going to put it on?" And you know, mm-hmm. Hobby Lobby is like the Republican epicenter of crafts, of art.
They hate the gay people, but guess what? All the gay people up in there going, "Hallelujah. I love you some Hobby Lobby." People,
they don't like Democrats. Nope. They don't like anybody.
They're so like anti everything.
Yeah.
Unless you're white and a Christian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They even hire the retarded people. They have like the special ed people working there, the registers. It's so cute. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Say retarded.
You cannot say retarded, bitch. Okay.
Thank you, Alan. Kara. I was like, is someone gonna do it?
First of all,
say retarded.
Alan said retarded in front of this child that was retarded next to him. I was like, Jason, stop being retarded. I was like, Alan, you know the kid right there is retarded there.
You cannot say retarded. Stop saying that.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, the kid right there is, he's especially challenged. He's autistic. I ain't see him, so it don't matter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Hobby Lobby's a mess. I hate them, but I love their crafts. I love it's Michael's stuff.
It's a big store.
It is.
They gave me anxiety the other day because they have Christmas stuff out.
Like, oh my God, yes, don't they?
And I was like, what the
heck? What do y'all think about this third dose of, you know, they're saying for people with immune systems that are really fucked up.
Oh yeah, they're saying for they're immune compromised.
Yeah, immune compromised. I guess I fall in that category too.
Why are you immune compromised?
Because I have, you know, issues.
We know you have issues, girl. That's something that's a given, girl. But you're not. I don't think you're immune compromised, though. What does your doctor say? Have they said anything about it?
They haven't said anything yet. Well, you know, that just became.
New, right?
I just came in, so I haven't.
They're saying the vaccine should last for years. It shouldn't be something that.
Years?
A year. No, they said years. They said.
No.
No.
It's a year because remember they were already talking about giving us a booster before
Correct.
the compromise thing.
Correct. And then I guess the CDC came back and said, no, this should last for a few years. We're still doing tests on it. But they're still doing tests on it because I guess every month they're doing like. They're still basically doing the whole guinea pig thing and all that stuff. Yeah. And they're saying the antibodies are still good. They're still up there. So I don't know. Yeah, Alan, you get the third.
I wish you the best with that one, Alan. Oh. Quite frankly,
she might turn into a zombie, honey.
Shot one and shot two out of me, and then after that, I don't know what to tell y'all.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna keep getting these shots though. I haven't had a flu shot in years.
I agree.
Yeah. Like it's gonna be same.
Hey,
Jaquiz. Hi. Oh my God, I haven't seen you in years.
Hi.
Are you vaccinated, Jaquiz? Are you vaccinated?
I am because I need to get this motherfucking money. Period. That's the only reason why I got vaxxed. They said you want a job, you want to get checks, get vaxxed. So I said okay.
She's on vax for vax.
Well, you know, I'm mask for mask and vax for vax. But what I'm saying is, you know, I host hella parties at the club. So they're giving me, bitch, show your
vaccine card.
And because I need to get these coins, period. Yep.
And a lot of people are saying that a lot of businesses are going to suffer because of that. Yeah, but California's, I think 70-some percent of people in California are already vaccinated or something like that.
But I'm not doing no third or fourth, fifth shot. That's what I won't be doing.
Yeah, I know you do.
I watch too much Walking Dead, and I ain't trying to turn into no damn
zombie. I saw I Am Legend, girl. You saw I Am Legend?
And you know what happened in 2021?
Oh, it did. The year.
Okay, you motherfuckers.
Alan, you get the third shot, bitch. You let me know. You mean the, you're going to be in the dark with this, bitch, and running at people, girl. I'm like, oh, Alan, sorry. Boop. Head off, girl. Sorry. Love you, sis. Boop. Head off, girl. Because if it happened to me, girl, I hope you do the same thing to me, Missy. You better cut my fucking head off this thing.
Just board up your windows. I'm coming for you.
I'm gagged. These vaccine shots, and then they're talking about the people who got the Johnson need to get an extra boost of Moderna or Pfizer. And I'm just like,
Johnson and Johnson is like the Greyhound of all the shots, girl. You don't want to actually get on it. Yeah.
That's Spirit Airlines. That's Spirit. The Frontier Airlines.
With three planes in the air. Yep.
Right. Speaking of planes and shit, what's up with everyone getting fucking duct tape on the planes?
People
acting a goddamn fool on the plane.
Was there another person? I saw one.
Mm-hmm. It was a teenager. They had to duct tape the teenager.
Yes.
The teenager was trying to kick out the window.
Yes.
What the fuck is going on with people?
So
the plane would have blew up.
The FAA said they've had more people on their do not fly list than ever than before this past year and this year because of all the mask stuff. They said, if you don't wear a mask, look at, I know, Larry's hair, sickening.
Larry, bitch, your hair is always something different, bitch, and I love it, bitch.
Yep.
I'm about to put locks in on Friday. I'm so excited.
Are you?
I'm so jealous. So oh jealous.
You're so gorgeous. Bitch.
Girl, if I was fish, honey, I would have different hair every day too, girl. I don't give a fat, Kenny.
Bitch, you switch it up like you switch your panties. I live for it.
Different.
I love that. It's like the black girl magic. We get to be a different person every day.
Girl, right? Kara, when do you do? When are you gonna pop?
I am due September 27th.
Oh, my God! Congratulations!
Thank you.
Almost there, girl.
Oh, the 27th. Ooh.
And you know where I'm gonna be? Don't get at me, but I'm totally going to Lights On Fest.
Hella what?
Pregnant? Yes.
What fest?
A week before my due date. Lights On by her.
Oh, she having a festival?
Yeah, it's a
I didn't know about that. Where's it at?
The nearest exit.
I know, I did. I bought tickets on the aisle, and Pumpkin is going with me. And we've already, I told him once we get in there, we got to come up with an escape route because.
Where's it at?
Concord.
To Pavilion?
Mm-hmm.
It's outdoor. Tucker Pavilion's outdoor.
It's outdoor. Oh, and I'll be double masked and shielded. I'm not playing these games with people.
Yeah. You're gonna walk up that big ass hill and shit.
Yes, I'm hoping I can get
parking up on the cart? Top. So.
Oh yeah, no, I have a handicap placard.
Oh yeah, park up there, girl. Yeah. Keep it.
Okay, Jason, let's continue. Come on.
Okay, let's go. So, so let's move on to catch the account, bitch. Because we're already 45 minutes in. So. Yeah, girl. Yes, 40 minutes in, girl, already. So catch the A count. So look, I'm going to talk about audition season. So this is audition season going on right now. These little studios are auditioning. These NBA, NFL teams are auditioning. So, Alan, give us some advice on some... Oh, hey, girl. She gave her a yell at somebody. Give us your advice on someone that wants to audition for you or for an establishment or something. What do you look for in a dancer?
I look for someone that's gonna draw my eyes on them completely, like from anywhere. I'm mm-hmm. looking for the one that's going to make me forget, like, oh, I was at a game. If they're going that route, I'm looking for the one that I want to see someone who knows how to not just dance, but like look like.
I thought you could have read. Girl, I need to mute her.
Put Jacquees on mute.
Good, thank you.
Oh my God. I am looking for the kids for Junior Jam that just want to have fun, that look like they're having fun and know how to catch the A count. But because if you can't dance, honey, you're gonna have to come back next time.
I think
but you need to know how to dance. You just can't be cute.
Yeah, yeah. No, of course. I think with anything, like recently, I went to this little. I watched this little audition for this establishment, and I was watching, and I was like, "How the fuck did these bitches make it to the finals? These bitches can't even dance." I'm like, "How the fuck did they make it to the final?" Larry's like, "I'm done. done. See, look at her. Yep. See, that's how I felt, O'Leary. That's the fuck I felt when I saw this shit. I was like, how the fuck does bitch make it to those finals? And I'm like, oh, girl, please. You know, and again, I think a lot of it has to do with nerves. People get nervous. They get scared. They get in their head. And that's what fucks them up. I think that's what mostly people fucks people up is getting there in their head.
Mm-hmm. And you have to know how to take those nerves and how to put them into what you're about to do. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be your drive and your push.
But that's when confidence takes in consideration and experience, right? She's all, Kara, Alori, what do y'all think?
I'm sorry, I've never been on a real...
Go ahead, Kara.
I was just saying, I've never been on a real audition.
You've never auditioned for anything?
Mm-mm.
Lucky you.
Right. Any casting that's happened, like with a music video, has been like
directly booked. She's like, I'm directly booked. Fuck you, audition.
When Alan found me, he looked at a video and asked, "Who is she?" So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've always considered myself too tall and thick to like go to auditions and shit like that. Like I just knew they're not gonna cast me. I don't even fit the height requirement. I feel like there's like a, you know, so it is
5'7".
We would have loved you on Gold Rush, Kara. We would have totally taken you at your height. We've had girls your exact height because we work off of a pyramid system for the line, so we go from tallest in the middle and then outward to the shortest. So we would have loved you, Kara.
I had no idea, but like now that. I'm hella old and two kids in, girl.
Girl, no, honey.
We have two mothers on the team right now that are in their late 30s. You can totally still do it. You're only as young as you feel. So if you feel good, come audition next year, Kara. We got you.
Okay, girl, let me sit on that.
See, and that's good that I wish that more people knew how everyone kind of judged on how they put their teeth together, really, because I never knew that. That's great.
You know why you didn't know that, Alan? Because the dancer society or the dance world, you have to be a certain body size and a certain height to audition for shit. So you have that stuck in your head. You're like, oh, I can never get into nothing. I can't audition for that because I'm too tall, too tiny, too thick. You know, that's why most people don't do that. And people that mostly supposedly book these gigs are skinny. They're frail. They look very just lissy, you know, and they need to eat some food, you know, or they're tiny. They're short.
Well, you know, I know we're talking about females in general, but do you think that should apply to men also?
It does apply to men.
Because
there's... No, it doesn't, because there are men on yours right now that don't fit that frame.
So,
I'm sorry.
Okay. No. I'm talking about like music industry ish wise, but yeah, I know they have a thick boy on there too, but they don't allow thick girls, but they don't allow thick girls, which is not fair. You know, that's one thing I've heard.
It's not
recently.
Fair at all, and that shit irritates me because I know for us Niners, they loved my fucking curves, they loved my ass, they loved my thighs, they loved my boobs. Their only thing was like, we want you to have a flat stomach, but you can have everything else. We love it. You know what I mean? Whereas like other teams, like really
boys are okay.
Yeah. They like really start to look at that shit, but then the boys, he can be, you know, husky and that's fine. And that's not fair. Like,
yeah. No, I totally, totally agree on, because if you're gonna do it to females, you might as well do it to males too. Keep it all around.
Exactly. You know,
keep it all around and juicy. But I'm talking about like music industry wise, like certain artists have a certain type they want in their like camp. They want skinny bitches. Like Lizzo. Lizzo likes thick girls. She's like, I want another bit of thick girls. And she's all about, you know, body positivity. Even Janet, she let thick people in her little dance thing, which is a new thing. Because normally she didn't have that.
You do that.
Because bitch, back in our day, we would audition for her, girl. Bitch, I'd lose like 20 pounds missing. I'd be like skinny.
Holocaust skinny.
Bitch, yes, girl. We had to be skinny.
I won't even go to anybody's class if they're not a little taller than like 5'6".
Really? No, girl, don't let your height stop you.
No, because they don't choreograph, especially heels. They don't choreograph for tall girls. The shit is ridiculous. Like, I cannot do that.
I actually walked
up. If I do it full out, I'm going to kick and slap every bitch in here because my arms are just as tall as they are.
Then they better fucking move, Miss Dean, because guess what? A bitch, I'm coming to slay this fucking class. Fuck all you short bitches. You accommodate to me. Okay. But no, I get that because you are tall. So yeah, certain choreographies is made for certain type of body styles. Yeah, that's a given. That is a given. You know, like, you know,
it's just along to the ground, honey.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, bitch, you want me to hop, drop down, pop up, spin around, do a somersault? Like,
that's
my leg around.
One eight counts.
Right. I can't. I don't even bother anymore.
I actually walked out of audition because they said, all right, guys, take your shirts off. I was like, bye. Bitch, me and like Susan, the guys were all, bitch, I'm not taking my shirt off, bitch. Fuck you and your Christina Aguilera bullshit, girl. I'm not getting dirty, bitch. Fuck you, mistake. And I walked the fuck out, girl. Of course, Devon stayed because, you know, Devon got body on him, mistake.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Okay, guys, right to your shirt. No, bitch, I'm not taking my shirt off, girl. I was skinny back then, too, girl. I was skinny. You can see my heartbeat through my chest. That's how skinny I was, girl. Yeah, no, ma'am. So I was like, no, thanks. I'm good. Thank you.
And this, you were skinny. Why didn't you?
Because these boys got fucking, bitch, have you seen the dirty videos? Have you seen her last dirty tour? Those boys got body.
Abs,
girl. I had abs because I was skinny, girl. That's the reason I had abs because I was skinny. I didn't work them. Bitch, not when you're like, no, girl, trust me. I didn't have a big old chest, girl, and these arms. These motherfuckers were like this. Even like this. Whew. Girl, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, okay, daddy, how you doing? Miss Dan walked the fuck out of there, girl. I was like, I'm not doing this, girl. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, that's the only time I ever walked out of audition. Most time, I'm like, thank you. No, thanks. But yeah, I think nerves, that really gets to people too. But yeah, I think that really fucks up people's their nerves and thinking too much and getting in their head and all that stuff, you know. Literally, what's the worst audition you ever been to?
Oh, that's a good question. The worst audition I have ever been to. Oh, I can tell you the worst audition I've ever been to. Okay. So back in the, like, I think about 10 or 9 years ago, there was an open call for the Oscars. They were like trying to do a whole new theme or something like that. And Galen Hooks was choreographing. So it was an open call. Anybody and their mom could go. And they also made the like industry girls go too. So like it was, you know, completely fair footing.
Cattle call.
I hate those.
I know. So then when you got in there, Galen is in the room. She literally taught this routine. I kid you not. I'm not exaggerating. I wish I was exaggerating. She taught 6 8 counts in 2 minutes. It was like she was timing herself, like deliberately timing herself to teach this stuff in 2 minutes. And then everybody went out in groups. And when I tell you, we all crashed and we all, like, everybody in my group crashed and burned. I've never had to learn anything that quickly.
Oh shit, we're losing
in my life.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, hear me?
Yeah,
so it was intentional. Like, she wanted to see how quickly you could, you know, pick up choreo and all of that. So
it was having, what, a 2-hour rehearsal? And that's it? Shit.
I don't even know. But it was terrible. That's bullshit. It was such bullshit. Oh, God. It was at that moment I knew I'd never do an open call again.
Well, first, Gayla, I'm surprised you make you guys cry instead of in front of a camera. Okay, everyone cry. Everyone fake cry first in front of a camera. Everyone fake cry. And then we'll go to 8 count and go down to our bellies and then pop back up. That's it, girl. Fuck that.
And then
I hate her of evolution. She was like, she still is one of my favorite dancers and choreographers, but this tip that she's on right now, I don't understand.
Oh, the Galen Hook experience.
More soul searching. The Galen Hook.
Yeah, she's doing acting.
Yes.
Acting and dancing.
Dancers were actors. We definitely are actors, but it just feels like overacting to me sometimes. I'm like, you don't have to do all that.
No. I'm not auditioning for La La Land Part 2 or some other fucking musical. Yeah, I get it. She's a mess. I like her and all that stuff. But yeah, so that's some. But I'm sorry, Kira. You know, I'd had to audition before. Lucky you. She's been booked directly. Nice for you. Alan, what's the worst audition you've ever been to?
You know what? Actually, my very first audition, when I auditioned for Bobby Ball. And
that was your worst audition?
Yeah, because I was so...
Why?
Because I thought I did good.
You did do good.
Yeah, but to see other people whose backs were out get picked over me, I said, what the hell? I was like, okay. That was the worst one for me, actually.
You were pissed. I know Alan was like, how the fuck he make it on there?
I think I went back to the hotel room, smoked 5 blunts that night before I went out.
I remember that. All the dancers in the Bay Area drove down to LA for the Bobby Ball audition. I remember that, bitch. It was all Bay kids, half LA kids. And I remember who was fucking up that made it. Was it Adam or who?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he was fucking up, messing up during the whole thing. And he made it. He made it to the second cut. And Alan got cut the first cut. And I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
you did good, Alan. You did great. I clap for you.
Well, thank you.
But I made it to the very end, so there we go. Well, but that agency dropped in a year anyways, Missy. Don't feel bad, girl.
Yeah, I sure don't. My life has been just great without
them. Thank you, girl. Right? Bobby who? I fucked a guy named Bobby, but that's it. All right, let's go on and catch the tea. So speaking of babies, the baby's controversy statement during that Miami show. I know me and Alan were talking about that earlier too.
Yeah, I really didn't. I was trying to listen through a YouTube video, and I really couldn't hear it clear enough. But I see you got it written down here for me.
Yeah.
Is there everyone has heard it, right? Heard what the fuck he said. Oh, see, Kara was like, "Yeah, no, okay, so okay." During his concert in Miami last month, during the show, he said, if you don't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any other of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighter up. Ladies, if your pussy smell like water, put your cell phone lighter up. Fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighter up. Then during the live stream after, he said, my gay fans, they take care of themselves. They ain't no nasty gay niggas. See what I'm saying? They ain't no junkies in the street. The hell you talking about, niggas? Then I said, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighter up. You know what my gay fans did? Put their motherfucking light up, nigga, because my gay fans ain't going for that. They got class. They ain't sucking dick in no parking lot. Who? I know the fact is that's going to go suck some dick in the parking lot. Actually, I know some DL niggas that might be getting their dick sucked in the parking lot by the faggots. So what you talking about, the baby? Okay? Because I know some the faggots that will be out there the sucking the dick.
Okay? I know. And he put nobody put their fucking lighter up when someone said, first of all, every gay boy has stuck at least one dick in a parking lot somewhere or another. I have twice in Hilltop Mall, okay? The parking lot over there, okay? Bitch, or next to a beach. Everybody has sucked a dick near a parking lot or in a parking lot or in a car. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Of all the things he had to say, though, was that like, that was
the whole AIDS, HIV thing like that. I'm like, okay, so
that's
you're saying
the part that pisses me off.
Yeah. So I'm like, you're saying that people are going to die in 2 or 3 weeks if they get HIV or AIDS?
It's not 2021 and people have been living with that shit for years. Or how about you shit it on everybody that's been raped and got it without, you know, their will?
Yep.
Let's talk about the people that are born with it because of the shit their parents did.
Yeah.
Let's talk about people who contracted it in hospitals because the hospitals were not clean. This is all a thing. So just fuck all those people, right? They're all going to die. We can't hear you, Illyri. What'd you say?
Oh.
I was adding blood transfusions is another way that people catch it, too.
Yeah. So I don't know where he came out of that. I don't know even why he said in the first place. He just came out of left field with that bullshit. I'm like,
he was projecting.
There we go. Maybe he's on a down low. Maybe he just got his dick sucked in the parking lot And he wants to say, oh shit, I just got my dick sucked by some boy.
Boom.
Right.
In the parking lot.
Maybe that. He had an HIV scare. It's projecting. Anytime you go on a rant like that, it's a projection. It's or let's give him just a little benefit of the doubt. Maybe someone close to him recently went through that and he didn't know how to really process the emotion of finding that out.
The guy that sucked his dick, probably, you know, I don't know, you know? Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yes, and so I guess he send out an apology, say I'm sorry.
No, did not send an apology. His representatives wrote that.
Yeah, I know that. But then they
sounded so intellectual for such a dummy. You know what I'm saying? That was speaking like that was not him.
And then they retracted it.
I think that was him. Because if you catch the line where he says, it's just so unfortunate that you guys all chastised me instead of educating me. If a PR person wrote that apology, they wouldn't have put that line in there.
Yeah.
Because it's not our responsibility. And people did try to educate him on why what he said was wrong, but he didn't listen.
Yeah.
So I think he wrote that.
And he thinks he's the greatest performer live. He's like, I'm the greatest rapper to perform live. And he's like, because of that, I can say what I want to say, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and then he retracted it. Then he retracted the apology. He removed it from social media. So the apology is gone. Yep. So he removed it. Because he's getting canceled. Everyone's canceled him. Makes the whole cancel culture shit happening now. Yeah. He removed it. Or someone removed it. I don't know. Someone removed it.
I had no clue he removed it.
Yep, wow. He removed it. Yep. He's like, I don't apologize no more. He's like, fuck this shit. You know? Yeah, so now, like, all the people that are featured on with him are like, either removing him from their features, or they're not, yeah.
Yeah, for features, too?
Well, yeah, people ain't fucking with him. Some of his stuff got dropped. Some of his sponsors, they dropped him. Yeah.
His collab with Boohoo Man, they were the first. They dropped him first. He had a whole clothing line coming out. They said, bye, we'll send it to Africa.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, all these brands started like just pulling from them. They're like, oh, can't fuck with you, can't fuck with you, can't fuck with you, can't fuck with you. Yeah.
Better turn to porn if you're going to make money.
Girl, OnlyFans, honey. Ow.
He's going to have one of those celebrity Kanye type meltdowns.
And say he's mentally challenged.
He's going to have to like go through that whole mental breakdown kind of situation where they all disappear and then they come back and say that they retreated and they've done this with their lives. And it's very normal for celebrities to do shit like that. They go on a tangent and then they get all the backlash and then they start acting crazy and then they zen out and pretend that they've gotten their lives together.
Yeah.
And then their career gets boosted because everybody, you know, is on the bandwagon of therapy and, you know, finding peace and all that other shit and evolving. And so he's going to have to go through that if he wants to get that the fan base that's dropping him back, which is the ones that's going to keep money in his pocket. Because, you know, the hood rats ain't paying $300 to go to your concert.
Yeah.
It was the people you dogged that's paying to go to your concert. So he has to do that zen out shit that they all do.
Yeah. And people want to jump on the bandwagon with him. So, I don't know if he'll be able. He might be able to come back one day. He might. You know,
not right now.
I also think he was low-key pissed that he felt that Lil Nas X took his whole video concept.
Oh yes.
Wait, Lil Nas X took his video concept. What concept?
Did you not see? So DaBaby dropped a video like a couple days after all of this, and it was damn near the same concept as Lil Nas X minus the homosexuality.
Oh,
it was the same thing of him being in the courthouse. And like rapping in the courthouse, he was going to prison. He was in the jumpsuit and all of that. And I remember seeing that. And I said, oh, so this is why you're mad. Because Lil Nas X did what you did, but did it more brilliantly and is raising money and not making a single penny off of this video and sending all of the money to the Bail Project.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. If you go to Lil Nas X's video right now, he has a whole blurb where he's like, I'm not making any money off of this. This is all going, all the money made from this monetization of the video is going to the Bail Project fund to bail people out of prison. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's fucking dope.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah. And she's been, Lil Nas X, he said lately he had to get security because ever since that video came out with the Montero video, he's been getting a lot of homophobic like death threats. People have been chasing him. They see him on the streets. You know, they're like really like going after him because the whole videos. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. He had upped his security because of everything. And then he responded to the baby stuff too. He said it's 2 cents in that. Yeah. And he said he's scared for his life right now. Isn't that crazy?
Who, Lil Nas X had to up his security and stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Just to be a damn artist.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of his at all?
Like, I wouldn't, like, to be honest, like, I don't, he's good, like, as, like, videos and live performance-wise, he's good. The overall package is there. Him as a performer by himself, I think he might need a little more work. He might need some more polishing in that sense.
I mean, no one here is unaware that I believe in God and all the things.
Oh, hallelujah.
That
hallelujah.
Whole, like,
devil thing.
Vengeance with the devil play, it was too much for me.
Were you throwing holy water at the TV? Were you like,
don't? I just wasn't watching it. Like, okay. I was immediately like, blocked. I don't need this in my spirit. Blocked. I don't want to even, I don't play around with stuff like that at all.
Yeah.
And so that was just, after that, I was like, oh.
But you know why he did that, though? You know why he did that?
Yeah, you know why, right?
I do. He was, you know, because Christian people and people, holy Bible thumpers, do too much. I get it.
Yeah. And we're going to hell because we're gay. Yeah.
Yes. And they all believe that. I do not personally believe that. But I just think that there is a way to counteract the negativity being thrown at you.
Instead of sliding in a pole to hell.
Yeah. Coming out with demon shoes and shit. I was just like, I cannot support this. Everything
I agree with
you, support. You know,
it's funny. Yeah, I couldn't watch the video. I'm right there with you. I have not seen the video at all, and I know my spirit won't allow me to watch the video. But
it's
I get it.
Are you saying it? That is glad.
Speaking tongue during the video. Shabalala. But no, the video. Yeah, you know, it's for shock value.
I know. It's actually.
He's an artist. I like it. I believe in God. I believe in the higher power. I do. I really do. You know, it's art. I see it more as an art form, not as a thing to poke fun at religion or to like mock God. I don't see it as that. I see it more as an art form.
I don't think he has sixes tatted on his head anywhere.
No, he said he believes in God. He's a you know, group. He's religious and all that stuff in that sense. And
I thought it was a bit of a statement, you know.
But I think he was doing. I think that he was just trying to.
And I respect why he did it. Let's be very clear. I respect it because I feel like at the end of the day, I've come against some Christians, honey. Okay, and I've rumbled with some with the best of them, pastors and all. So I respect why he did it. I just don't. I cannot get with how he did it. It's just something that I cannot stand behind.
Oh, like giving the devil a lap dance and going on a pole
like,
to hell.
At the end of the day, like, it was just too much. It was too much. The shoes were first, and I was like, not blood, not human blood in the shoes. Like,
you know that was a gimmick, right? There was not real human shoes.
I know, but I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. She's like, I need to pray for him, and I'm going to pray for him. You prayed for him a lot that day, girl, didn't you? But he's just an art. Like with artists, I think any kind of artistry is expressed in different ways, and I think he just expressed it in a very, you know, because we've been told all our lives you're going to hell. When we're little. I remember hearing that all the time. You know, all these little gay boys are going to go to hell. You're going to die. You're going to go to hell. I hear that so much. I hear it all the time. You know. That's why a lot of these people that are like going through gay therapies and those gay, like, what's those, what do you call it stuff where they switch people?
The Reformation of, camps.
Yes. So because of that whole thing that's been instilled in our minds, saying that if you're gay or if you have thoughts with the same sex, you're gonna go to hell. You're gonna go to hell. So because you're in stone in your head with that since you're growing up, and you start having these feelings for, you know, the same sex, and you think, oh my God, I'm having these feelings for the same, I want to suck his dick, but I can't because if I do, I'm going to go to hell. No, that's what their mind thinks, you know. So they go through these little camps and they go to these little religious things, and they're trying to, there's a thing on Netflix. Have y'all seen it yet? Y'all should watch it. It's called Pray Away. It's on Netflix. It's about people that have turned from gay to straight, and they got saved by these camps. And then there's people on there that were gay that got turned to straight, and then they're going back to being gay. So yeah, it was triggering for me. I just stopped watching it. I told Al, I was like, you just watch it, but there's going to be certain points you're gonna stop watching it. This is a guy that used to be trans. He was like, I used to be a trans woman. He talks just like this too. I used to be a trans woman, but now I'm a man and I like women. I love women. Girl, that's what I said too. I was like,
that's
what?
Just like Andrew Caldwell and how he got in front of the congregation.
Oh, yes. He sounds like that too.
I am not gay anymore.
He has a wife.
I have been delivered. So he says.
Girl, he's sucking dick on the side. But no, okay. And then they have like parties with all these men that used to be gay, and they're all like sister girl this, sister girl that, and mm-hmm. oh girl, how you doing, girl? I was laughing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, I get it. You have mannerisms of being, you know, you have gay mannerisms, you know, of a woman, and you have feminine mannerisms. I get it. You know, yes, and you're trying to fight this supposed demon in your body, but and they're like, God doesn't make you gay. God doesn't make you this way. You choose to be gay. And they keep on saying that too. Like, I chose to live this life. I chose to be gay. And to be honest, I don't, you know, I think it's something that's instilled in your soul to where your soul attracts to certain types of people, either being men, women, trans, non-binary, whatever the case may be, wherever you're into, you know. But I always knew, since I was gay since I was little, I always knew.
Most of my gay friends are like that. They just knew.
So I was little. I remember being little, being like infatuated with men. I'm like, oh my, like New Kids on the Block. Love them. Just faggoty, honey. Just gay. Like in the New Kids. Alan, who do you like? Who did you crush on when you were little?
Let's see. When I was little.
Let me see. Link by my list.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
The first dick I ever saw was actually on American Gigolo. Richard Gere.
Richard Gere is naked in that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember my auntie covering my eyes like this with her hand, and I went like this, moved my hand to move my face to the side while she was still looking. Oh, I remember.
Okay. But what was your first gay, like, male, like, infatuation? Like, you're like, oh my God, I'm infatuated with him being so young.
Oh, being so young and infatuated?
Do you remember?
No, but I've always been infatuated with Timberland.
That's Timberland?
Like, yeah, that's like my husband.
That's your husband.
I will leave any nigga to be with him. I don't care who you are. That's that's who I want to be with. That's what I've always been infatuated with.
But y'all should watch. It's called Pray Away. It's on Netflix.
I've seen that on there.
Yes, watch it. It is actually good. And it's also like, oh my God, are you serious? Yeah. Like the stuff they do to people, and yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And then the people that are like, I apologize. Like, later on, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I did this to you. I'm so sorry I did. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Like to make it's sad, but it's I'm like, sad.
And I think that people really need to take a second look at religious institutions.
Ooh, because there's two types of that. There's religion and then there's spirituality. And I think people get that mixed up. Religion is based off of a book. Spirituality is based off of what you feel with God.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of people get those mixed up and they want to read word for word, but you don't understand that book was written what?
By white people.
By white people. Actually, white Jewish. Was it Jewish people?
Oppress.
was the Jewish people that wrote? No, it was not white people. It was Romans, right? Romans or, I don't know, white people did.
Yeah.
Yeah, white people
wanted to control the masses. So
they wrote this book to control people. And till this day, it still does that sometimes. Yeah. Watch, he does that for the majority of the time. Yeah, go to Texas, all that stuff. Oh, honey, they're so anti-gay there. Oh, I just watched a movie called The Ghost of Mississippi. Have y'all seen that movie?
The Ghost of Mississippi?
With Whoopi Goldberg. It's an old movie.
Actually, I think I have.
I just watched it today for the first time. It is so good. You should watch it. It talks about oppression. Oh, girl, it's really good. You should watch it. Got this white man that gets off. He kills this civil rights leader and gets off scot-free, and then like 20 years later they taking the court again. They found more evidence. It's so good, bitch. You should watch it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anyways, let's go ahead and end this podcast, Misty. I want to talk about Larry's date. I want to talk about that, but she left.
She left. She might be. Who knows?
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. It was very interesting, all over the place podcast, but. it was a good topics, good conversations. I love it. You guys come in here, especially with Caras and Loris. Thank you, ladies, for joining
us, ladies.
With her, don't go nowhere, Kara. Don't go nowhere though. But Kara's pregnant. She's about to pop any day now. Her titties look very voluptuous and very bosomy, filled with milk and vitamin C, honey, to fill the children up with her spirit and with some nourishment.
The child.
Sorry, just one child.
There's no children.
Girl, you might have another one hiding behind. I've heard of that. Oh, I have one child.
I have two, but I rebuke you.
I rebuke it.
I rebuke you.
She's like, do not say that demonism to me. God damn it. Not like, all right, you guys. Well, thank you guys for listening. Alan's.
You, honey. Thank you for joining.
I know Alan's in Hawaii. He's about to go to the beach right now, huh, Alan?
No, honey, about to get this. I don't know what the fuck I'm about to do. Something.
Go find you a Hawaiian man.
Oh, yeah, they're out here, child.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day.
Yes, bye-bye. Honey. Peace out, poo-poos.